Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. Begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for the many blessings that allow us to see another day. We thank you for all the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as the employees and elected officials. We thank you for the democracy that we are blessed to live in. We pray for the people of Ukraine and any other country that's affected by bitterness and war. We pray for those that are suffering all over this world. We pray for our families and those families of our employees. We pray for each and every elected official that as we do what's best for the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's say the pledge to the greatest country on this side of everything. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Terracon for pavement engineering services for LaBelle Road Major Drive to County Landfill Entrance in the amount of $14,000 funded through capital projects. Item B is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with E. Sullivan Advertising and Design to be appointed marketing communications agency for Jack Brooks Regional Airport, commencing February 1st, 2022, and ending September 30th, 2022, not to exceed $39,000 for marketing and promotion of the airport. Item C is consider and approve Texas Regional Title to research the Erie Street right-of-way to assist with determining if rights of way were retained for future use for $5,000 maximum cost, funding available through capital projects. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, and file amendment number one to request for a proposal for inmate health care for Jefferson County with Core Health LLC, which will extend the contract from April 6, 2022 for an additional 30-day terms until either party notifies the other in writing of its intention to not renew the agreement within at least 30 days notice prior to the expiration of the term. Item E is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a statement of work with CBTS for a security program assessment in the amount of $12,835. In accordance with the National Cooperative Purchasing Alliance. Item F is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for term contract for limestone rock asphalt for Jefferson County with Vulcan Construction Materials LLC for a first 1-year option from March 1st, 2022 to February 28th, 2023, with the price increases as shown on attachment A due to rising inputs, labor shortages, and supply chain constraints. Item G is consider and approve execute, receive, and file change order number one for job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group for the repair of the warehouse roof leak at the SGS building in the amount of $500, bringing the total amount from $4,181.04 to $4,681 in accordance with Choice Partners JOC contract. Item H is to consider and approve a contract renewal for automated teller machines installation operation for Jefferson County with Citywide ATM for a third and final 1-year renewal from April 1st, 2022 through March 31st, 2023. Item I is to consider and approve a contract renewal for a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc., for a third 1-year option from March 29, 2022 through March 28, 2023. Item J is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with MasterWord for interpreter services to be utilized as needed for court proceedings. It says on the agenda item that the service rate schedule for this agreement is considered confidential information and has been redacted in Exhibit A. I don't know that that's legal. I've asked our legal counsel. I don't think that we can hide what the county's paying for services.
You got it,
so
sir.
We will ask for a legal opinion on that issue. Do I have a motion on the items under purchasing?
You have a motion to that?
Second.
Including your statement to find out from legal.
All right. Moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it, under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the tax office for replacement of a computer in the amount of $1,061. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Marine Division for purchase of a wheeled fire extinguisher in the amount of $6,700. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for this GAP grant for the purchase of staff scheduling software in the amount of $48,500. Item D is consider and possibly approve suspending the current commissioner's court order pursuant to section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for the Criminal District Attorney and Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 through September 30th, 2022, which would allow the two offices to continue normal operations for the remainder of the current budget year, with inter-series transfers coming to commissioner's court for approval. Item E is consider and approve applying for the BJA Fiscal Year 2021 State Criminal Alien Assistance Program Grant. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 493000 through 493268. Do we have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, item A is to receive and file an executed agreement between Jefferson County Commissioners Court and Lamar University for the Lamar University Media Alliance setcast program for the Commissioners Court meeting. Item B is to receive and file an executed contract between the Potts Law Firm and Jefferson County for legal services. Item C is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches regarding street repairs pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item D is to authorize county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves for street repairs pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item E is to consider and approve authorizing county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland for street repairs pursuant to Chapter 791, the interlocal cooperation agreement of the Texas Government Code. Item F is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute receive and file agreement between the Department of the Army and Jefferson County for the design of the Jefferson County Ecosystem Restoration Project with the General Land Office funding the project on behalf of the county. Do I have a motion on those items under county commissioners?
I have a motion.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
I second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Commissioner sir? Bush approving C, D, and E, even though he's not here, that's in his precinct.
Yes, sir.
F,
put him on.
Yeah, that's what I
said. On F, Patrick, is this funding that the General Land Office had already engaged us in, or is it state funding, or is it federal funding?
I believe that money is coming from Gold Mesa.
Yeah, we actually have received a deposit. $560,000, I think that's it. Share is part of that agreement. We'll probably need to
board
that on.
Okay.
Yeah, basically what happened is the Corps of Engineers came to us a couple years ago for the Jefferson County Ecosystem Restoration Study at the Keith Lake Johnson Lake to look at beneficial use of dredge material and other dredge projects. Or I think it's about 11,000 acres of land out there in the McFadden Sea Rim Marsh. It was a local match that we were not able to provide. Subsequently, the Texas General Land Office came up and agreed to provide the local funding for the study that will put it in line for federal funding and appropriation. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Via addendum, we have one item. The county clerk to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an amended order calling for a constitutional amendment, special and joint election to be held on May 7th, 2022, being amended to remove an election day polling location, Port Neches City Hall in Port Neches, Lamar University and Municipal Airport in Beaumont, and removing Sunday voting for the May 7th, 2022 election.
Judge,
I'm
going to make a motion, but I also have already told Laura, number one, and I don't know who gave that approval to put this on, but we don't want any more of those addendums. I know she's a new cookie around, I understand. But the other thing is, Lamar University, we fought hard to get that back, and those students out there do not need to be disenfranchised. We need to keep that open at all times for voting, okay? I'm for leaving that open at all times. I know that, and I talked to her before court. Commissioner Pierce still has the municipal airport, because that part of Keat Lake is in here, and Keat Road is in his, and Guess is in mine. I understand that, but Lamar University I want to keep open. And I understand on, because it's a constitutional election, for Sundays being off, and of course what you had to deal with the other entities that have the election at the same time. But I'm a firm believer in not disenfranchising the elected body of individuals from our community. And that's why I'm keep Lamar and always have Sundays. But I understand for this, because it's a constitutional election and there's small numbers.
I agree with you, Commissioner. We had they took the room that they were using at the airport, made it into a simulated room. So we're looking for a location very close to there. I sent a letter today to someone requesting their location so we can not hurt anybody that wants to vote.
Right, and I won't object to the Lamar removing Lamar and Sunday voting, because I just think when you have a pattern of voters that may depend on those days or that voting poll, you don't change. I don't care what the propositions or whatever. There's an election in Port Arthur. I understand what you say, that some of the leaders in Port Arthur didn't have a problem with it, but I have a problem with it, because it's not only going to affect Port Arthur, it's going to affect the county. So pews to the polls is something people do. They may do it again. I have no problem with it. But I just don't want to change and then go back, because it confuses voters. And, you know, where I've always said, you know, the big push is that there's voter fraud. I think there's voter apathy. People are not voting. And so every opportunity they get to vote, if we can vote every day in a grocery store, I'd put it there. You know, so I'm totally against removing from Lamar as an retired educator and Sunday voting. Thank you.
Did you second that?
Second. I'm second.
I think they did down there.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I will tell you that I brought up Port Neches, because Port Neches City Hall and the Hebert Library are less than half a mile from each other. And there was nobody voting at Port Neches City Hall. Probably likely come back next election to remove Nederland City Hall, because it's very close to the Hughes Library, and not a lot of people using that, according to them. And I will tell you that I talked to the people at Port Neches City Hall before we ever put this on the agenda. So. They were in agreement with it.
Right, and Judge, what I want to say is, I think if we do a campaign, an outreach campaign, I think people are confused that in the county you can vote anywhere. If you're in Beaumont, you can vote. If we revisit the voting places to save taxpayers' money, and we do an outreach program stating that, hey, if you're just passing here, you can vote in Port Arthur if you're from Beaumont. I don't think enough people understand that. So some of the voter turnout is because people thinking that lack of voter turnout, people thinking that they have to go back to, like in the municipal race, they have to go back to their precincts to vote. If we're going to revisit this thing, personally, I don't think you're the person to do it, because you're interim, not because you're not qualified, but because the next county clerk needs to look at the overall picture of voting in Jefferson County, and we do a campaign where we let people know you can vote anywhere. If you're paying your taxes, getting your tax, and you from Needland, you can vote in the sub courthouse. I don't think we've done that loud enough to try and let people know, and that would give us an opportunity to maybe reduce some of the voting places. Thank you.
I don't think you should make a decision, but thank you for working on the drive to the new town of Sherman. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any public comment?
My name is Aaron Reynolds, Jr. I reside at 6945 Salida here in Beaumont. I am in objection to the removal of voting on Sunday for this May election. I just spoke with the mayor of Port Arthur, and he's unaware of this move. Sundays are strong days for voting for minorities. And I think if you remove that day from voting, that's going to disenfranchise many of our citizens in Port Arthur for the mayor's election. So please reconsider that.
And Pastor, Ms. Lester had said she spoke with someone in the city of Port Arthur. I wasn't aware that they objected to it. I'm objected to it personally, but she did get confirmation from the school district and the city of Port Arthur.
Yeah, Secretary, but I'll call again if they
maybe the council and the mayor wasn't aware of it, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Sunday, I just spoke to the mayor, and he's in Washington, D.C., and he's not aware of this.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? All right, thank you all for being here today. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. We are adjourned.